It turns out some of these big tech companies like Google, Apple, and eBay all share a home, California's Santa Clara County, which has one of the highest median incomes in the country, $91,000 a year. And yet, according to one estimate, a third of households in the county don't make enough for basic living expenses. And that includes people who work at some of those huge tech firms. NPR's Laura Seidel has this profile of a security guard at Google.
Manny Cardenas is accustomed to the ride from his low-income apartment complex in San Jose to Google's sprawling corporate campus in Mountain View.
It's pretty easy drive. Freeway's right by my house.
Cardenas, a stocky, soft-spoken 25-year-old, has been working as a part-time security guard at Google for the last year and a half. He takes me to the parking lot there where he often works as a guard during special events at the nearby Shoreline Amphitheater.
So I would guard this Google parking lot and make sure that none of the people, like, were parking in Google's parking place.
How long would you stand out here?
Most of those events were 8 hours.
Cardenas gets a lunch break and a chance to dive into Google's famous free gourmet food buffet. He would like to bring a few snacks home for his 5-year-old daughter, but as a contract worker, he can't.
I see people taking to-go boxes. They give you to-go boxes if you ask for them, but we weren't allowed to do that.
Cardenas says it's strange being on Google's campus, watching the regular employees drive around on company-supplied bikes and scooters and taking food home.
You know, you feel like you're different. Like, even though you're working in the same place, you're still like an outsider, you know? And it's weird because you're actually protecting these people.
Cardenas shares custody of his daughter Zoe with her mother. He picks his daughter up from school 4 days a week. Today, I join him on his drive from Google to his daughter's school.
Oh, is that the snowflake that you made?
Backwards, my name.
It's backwards?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Cardenas earns $16 an hour and has no benefits and never gets more than 30 hours a week. On a good month, he brings home about $1,400. If he didn't live with his mother, he says he probably wouldn't have a roof over his head. Sometimes Cardenas doesn't make enough money to feed himself and his daughter, which feels strange working at a place like Google.
Like, I was thinking, wow, like, if I was just one of them, you know, I wouldn't need to do any of that. You know, they get to eat whatever they want, however they want.
Cardenas turns the car into a parking lot.
This is where we would come to get some food.
Oh, yeah, I remember this place.
You do?
Yeah.
We arrive at Sacred Heart Community Service, a food pantry. We get out of the car and enter a one-story building where volunteers are preparing holiday food packages for families. It's actually common for someone like Cardenas to seek help here, says Pancho Guevara, the executive director of Sacred Heart Community Service. Last year, Guevara says 38% of the jobs created in Silicon Valley paid $18 an hour.
And that sounds like a considerable salary, but it's really not enough to be able to make ends meet, even when you're working at a high-tech campus working for a subcontractor that's providing, you know, food or security or other cleaning other types of services.
It's expensive to live here. According to the nonprofit Working Partnership USA, a single person with no dependents needs to make $16.50 an hour plus benefits just for the basics of living. Cardenas works for a security contractor called SIS, which has contracts at big tech companies, including Apple, Twitter, eBay, and Google. According to SIS, more than half of its workers are part-time with no benefits. NPR reached out to Google, Apple, and Twitter about pay for their security guards. None responded. Cardenas tried to bring a union to SIS. There are some unionized security firms in San Francisco and Silicon Valley that do provide benefits and paid time off. But Cardenas finally finished college this semester after 7 years. On Monday, he's starting a new full-time job at a nonprofit. But he says many security guards are much older than he is, and it would be hard for them to find another job.
I feel like I was one of the lucky ones to have help from my mother. These other people don't have that. And sometimes I think about, if I were in their position, it'd be like 10 times harder. It's like you're trapped.
Cardenas says he hopes he doesn't have to return to the food pantry for help, though he would like to go back to help others. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.